Like Ghost, who specialised in long-range marksmanship, Duke preferred to get up close and personal, shotguns and explosives. He responded to Ginger with a big toothy smile.
Practice,
he gave her a hearty slap on the back and she felt her stomach heave.
Makes perfect, right? Maybe if you spent more time drinking and less time writing in that journal of yours, you'd be able to keep up.
Ginger rolled her eyes and pointed at the other empty seat in front of them. Where's the new guy? Ghost and Duke shrugged in unison.
Maybe he isn't on board yet, said Ghost. He's being transferred over from the Constellation, apparently.
This close to deployment? Ginger raised a hungover eyebrow.
Cutting it a bit fine.
The door to the briefing room hissed open and everyone stiffened. When they saw that it was just Staff Sergeant Baker, they relaxed again. Baker outranked everyone else in the room, but despite his slightly cantankerous disposition, meetings with him tended to fall more on the relaxed side. He didn't like the three fire teams in his squad standing to attention any more than they did.
Yes, stay seated,
said Baker, coming to a stop beside the display screen. He brandished a data pad at them.
You'll want to be sitting down when you see what you're going up against.
He swiped at the pad, and a three-dimensional image of a blue-green planet appeared on the screen. Before he